We're going to shoot across to the States, and Marcus Fraser has been good enough to join us. He's just finished his round, of course, at the US Open Golf Championships, and he shot one over today. When you consider some of the golfers like Ricky Fowler is about nine over the card. Tiger Woods at the moment is 10 over the card. Marcus Fraser has put himself in contention at this very, very tough course at Chambers Bay. Marcus, good morning.
KB, how are you, mate?
I'm going great. You'd be happy just one over the card for today?
Yeah, no, I felt like I played really well today. As everyone can probably see on TV, it's a brutally tough and very brown golf course. It's pretty firm and fast out there, but no, I was really happy. I felt like I played really well and played the course really well, so it was good fun out there this morning.
There was a lot of talk about it being one of the toughest courses anyone's ever seen, and I was watching a TV clip a couple of days ago, and there was a golfer walking down one of the fairways bouncing a golf ball that was bouncing about 4 or 5 feet in the air.
Yeah. It is a tough golf course, and I think off the back tees, it's 7,800 yards off the back tees, but today it played just under 7,500, so they moved a lot of tees up and sort of moved a lot of tees around in different angles, so I thought the course played really well, and it was definitely playable. I thought someone would go out and shoot sort of 4 or 5 under, which a couple of guys have done, I think it's still very, although it's really firm and really fast, it's still very fair. I think they've set it up really well.
Well, everyone said it was going to be so tough, as we know, with US Open golf courses. And in fact, when we spoke the other day to Mark Leishman, he said that at these sorts of golf courses, it's a mental game as much as a game of skill.
Yeah, definitely. You've got to have not only a game plan for every hole, but just for every shot. You've got to put so much thought into where you're going to try and land the ball because of the way it's been released down the fairway or into the green. It's just there's just no let up once you get off the golf course. You feel like you just need to sit down for half an hour just to gather your thoughts because mentally it just absolutely drains you. Sets up really well, but definitely mentally it's probably one of the tougher courses I've played.
What was the toughest hole out there today?
Probably the seventh, I think. I had a pretty good shot in there, but it ran straight through the back of the green, up the hill, and sort of just sat in a bit of rough at the back. But I think the scoring average on the seventh is pretty tough. I think it's playing up around five for a par four, so it's pretty tough. But most holes out there are pretty strong.
Some of the Aussie boys are going well. Obviously, you'd keep an eye on Jason Day. He's 4 under through 14 today. Jeff Ogilvie is at even. He got to 200 at one stage, but he's even at the moment through 17. Adam Scott finished at even. Cameron Smith finished at even as well. And, of course, Mark Leishman also plus one at the moment, and you finished at plus one. So pretty good day for the Aussies.
Yeah, I think it probably plays into our hands a little bit. I think we're used to firm, fast golf courses back in, especially Melbourne. And so it's nice to play a golf course the way this is set up. But it feels like something that we're used to. Probably not as extreme as this, obviously. But it's definitely set up very similar to some Australian golf course, nice and fast and running a long way.
So it's great that we've got a lot of golfers in contention after the first round. Now, you're probably caught up with news. Tiger Woods at the moment is 10 over through 14. So he's always a story, Tiger.
Yeah, it is. I've just been watching it all afternoon here, and it's just sad to watch. I mean, obviously, Tiger being Tiger and what he's done in the game, it is pretty amazing. And to see him fight like he is at the moment, just against, I suppose, mentally and his golf swing, it's just that's pretty sad to watch. Mm. Everyone wants not only spectators and obviously himself, but players want him to play well because he's just so exciting to watch. And he's probably the first person that made golf really exciting. But, I think for not only his sake, but golf's sake, hopefully he gets back with Butch Harmon, quick smart, and works it all out. Because I think the way he played when he was seeing Butch around that US Open at Pebble Beach, I think in about 2000, it was, it's just some of the best golf you'll ever see in your life. And, it'd just be great to be able to see him back playing that way. It'd be great for the game.
And I've just seen some of the crowds. It looks like there's a big crowd in there today at Chambers Bay.
Yeah, I think there's about 50,000 people per day or 60,000 people per day, but it's not the greatest course for a spectator to walk around. It's pretty hilly, obviously, and very sandy underfoot. So there's they can't really get too close to all the fairways and the greens. It looks like they're a long way back, so it's a bit of a shame. But they're packing out Well, packing in a lot of players, a lot of spectators, that's for sure.
Marcus, thanks for joining us. Let's hope we can have a chat after the final day when you win the US Open Golf Championship, and we'll have the first interview.
That'd be nice. I'd look forward to that one, that's for sure.
I'll just put it down in the book if that's okay.
Yeah, no problem at all, Kevin. No problem.
Good on you, Marcus. Thanks for joining us. Marcus Fraser, one over today. And the Aussies doing very well at Chambers Bay after that first round. Looks like we've got a lot of chances to go right through and make the cut and also have a chance on that final day. We'll take a break.